The 1910 Fires. By August 1910, the Pacific Northwest had been burning for months. A severe drought had left the forests tinder dry, and over 1,700 fires had scorched their way across Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. On the night of August 20, high winds roared through the region and the forests exploded. The Big Blow-Up, or the Big Burn as it came to be known, burned so quickly that many firefighters and residents were taken unawares. The flames leapt over canyons and rivers, and everywhere people heard the roar, like 1,000 trains crossing 1,000 steel trestles. The howling wind leveled trees by the thousands. One Forest Service official exclaimed, "The high winds are raising the very devil." Using the technological novelty of the telephone, operators relayed calls for evacuations. Trains carried distraught residents away from the endangered towns, railway trestles burning underneath them. Despite best efforts, the towns of Wallace, DeBorgia, Taft, and other settlements suffered heavy damage. Mrs. R.J. Wiley and her family fled in front of the flames, evacuated by railroad to Missoula. She reported, "The little town of Hagen is wiped off the face of the earth." All 50 residents of Hagen survived. Some men saved themselves by lying for hours in the St. Regis River. They emerged to find the little railroad town gone, burned to ashes in less than 3 hours. "Everywhere there has been fire," one survivor remembered. "Eyes are red and weeping, hands are blistered, and clothing is burned full of holes." By the time the smoke cleared, the Big Burn had scorched nearly 3 million acres. Most devastating of all, though, it cost the lives of as many as 85 people, 78 of whom were firefighters. 6 individuals died in Mineral County. In response, the fledgling Forest Service, just 5 years old, redoubled its efforts to prevent and suppress fires, a policy that shaped forest management for much of the 20th century.